I'm realizing that we're a little behind schedule, so we'll do the visual thinking introduction this afternoon. And for now, we'll just review what we've learned so far. Take a moment to stretch up and settle in. In other words, lengthen your spine. Notice how that creates alertness. And then let your whole body settle. Your face goes smooth, your jaw releases, your shoulders drop, your arms hang limp and loose. This is a restful quality that we'll call relaxation. Relaxing into a posture. Now bring your attention to touch space, which is simply your body experienced with regards to physical type sensations. Let your awareness freely float within your body to different places where touch is occurring. There's the contact with air. There's the contact with your clothes. There's the contact with your cushion or chair. There are the places where body parts contact body parts. All of those produce touch sensations. In addition to that, there is the ongoing physiology. Each in-breath is a sequence of touches, physical sensations. Likewise, each out-breath. You may be aware of your pulse, your heart. Those are touches. Itches and aches, pressures and pains. Sleepy sensations, tired sensations. These are all touches. With this technique, our interest is for a period of time to be focusing on the physical side of the body side of experience. If emotions are present in your body, fine. We'll explore that in a moment. If you have mental pictures or internal talk, fine. We'll explore the talk in a little while. External sound, just let it be in the background. And for now, no touch. Now, since many touches are happening at the same time, you can, to a certain extent, choose which you're focusing on. And it doesn't have to be the most uncomfortable touch. If you want to note the more pleasant touches, that's fine. But if there's an uncomfortable touch that you cannot avoid, then try to open to that and note it. So we're isolating out the ordinary part of the physical part of the body part of your experience. Just getting that clear and learning how to open up to that for just a few minutes. if your concentration is pretty good, you can drop the mental label. If your concentration is not so good, you can reestablish the mental label. If you label, use a gentle, matter-of-fact tone of voice to remind you to treat each touch with a gentle and matter-of-fact attitude of equanimity. If at some point you need to increase clarity, lengthen your spine. If you need to deepen equanimity, let your whole body resettle, relax, and open. If you want to increase both clarity and equanimity, then straighten up and settle in. You can redo that as many times as you want during the sit. Okay, good. Now, let go of that and bring your attention to talk space. In your head and or at your ears, position your attention there. If there's no talk, then just stay there and listen to the quiet. If there is talk, note talk. If you wish to make a mental label, the label is talk. One of two things will happen. The talk will either disappear or it will continue. If it continues, listen to it with detachment. If it disappears, then one of two things will happen. Either they'll be quiet or talk will start again. If it starts again, no talk. If there's continued quiet, abide in the quiet. If there's a kind of subtle stirring, an undercurrent of activity, it's not completely quiet, but it's not surface chatter. For now, we'll consider that to be a form of subtle talk. Later on, we'll be exploring that from some other perspectives. But for now, think of it as a deep, subtle level of auditory thinking. You may or may not know what the topic is, however. Okay, good. Now, it's possible that at this time there is emotion in your body, perhaps in reaction to talk or touch or sound, perhaps just for no reason at all, just there. Of course, it's entirely possible that there's just peace without any emotion in your body. If there's noticeable emotion in your body now, noticeable to work with, and you wish to do so, then shift to noting feel. If that's not the case, then either note touch or talk as you wish. Now, we're going to do something that may trigger feel, or maybe not. If it triggers feel, the feel might be well-defined, but it might be very subtle and ill-defined in terms of quality. The thing that we're going to do that might create feel in a moment is continue to practice with your eyes wide open. If that causes emotional reactions, A lot of people find it uncomfortable. Then, if you wish, you can note the feel associated with practicing with your eyes open. Otherwise, if it doesn't particularly stimulate feel, then just choose whether you want to note talk or note touch. Again, with your eyes open. So in a moment, I'm going to have you open your eyes, fully open your eyes. And depending on what interests you or what you have to focus on, you'll either be noting touch, talk, or feel. Learning how to practice the technique with your eyes open. So now open your eyes. See what comes up for you and decide which of those you'd like to explore. The eyes wide open can also help with the alertness piece. As the day gets warmer, sleepiness becomes a challenge. If you don't like doing this, then feel is probably involved. And by focusing on it, you're working through a lot of conditioning associated with otherness, outsideness. Eyes open, but awareness back, either in back into touch space, or back into feel space, or back into talk space. when you decide to practice with your eyes open. If they need to rest, you can close for a second, then reopen them. You don't need to unduly tire yourself. Now continue to practice as you wish, with eyes open or closed. If you want to use one of the standard techniques you've learned so far, you're invited to do so, but whatever you want. We'll be practicing for a bit longer, so if you wish to stand in place, you never have to hesitate to do that.
In the...
When you meditate standing, you lengthen and settle, just like in the sitting process. You settle into the standing. Enjoy a stillness in that. And then you implement whatever procedure you'd like to do. it's time for eating meditation.